the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你伟大的救恩。
Lord, we thank and praise you for your wonderful salvation.
你在2000年前，天主道成作身来到世界。
More than 2,000 years ago, you were the Word that became flesh to
come to this world. 来指引我们得救的道路。
To give us the path toward salvation.
因为我们知道，我们人类是你所造的。
Because we know that we humans were created by you.
你起初将我们的祖先安住在伊甸乐园里。
You place our ancestors in the Garden of Eden.
让他们享受各样富足的生活。
So that they can enjoy an abundant life.
但是很可惜，因为他们没有遵照你的吩咐。
Unfortunately, because they did not listen to your commands.
除了你所禁止不可吃的善恶果。
They ate from the fruit that you said they were not allowed to eat from.
所以罪就因为一个人进到世界。
So because of one man, sin has entered the world.
所以人类就受咒诅。
And humans were cursed.
各种的劳苦患难重担就临到人的身上。
And there were all types of burdens and difficulties that come to men.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the price of sin is death.
所以死就临到了众人。
And so death came upon to men.
所以按照定命，人人都有一死。
So according to this decree, everyone would die.
死后还要受审判。
But after death, there is still judgment.
亲爱的救主，你为着救赎我们，
Our loving Savior, because you wanted to save us,
在十字架上担当我们的罪，
you were able to bear our sins on the cross,
所以把我们从苦难死亡当中救赎出来，
and you rescue us from pain and from death.
所以你是使我们有盼望的神，
you are the God that gives us hope.
你将各样的恩典、平安、喜乐充满我们的心。
And you fill our hearts with all types of peace and joy and love.
又借着圣灵做我们得救的凭据。
And with the Holy Spirit is also the evidence for salvation.
让我们活在主的恩中，能够有活泼长存的盼望。
We can live in your grace and always have a living hope.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你的救恩。
Lord, we thank and praise you for your salvation.
也求你带领我们下午的聚会。
And we ask that you guide our service this afternoon.
我们继续来学习你的道。
That we can continue to study your word.
恳求你将你宝贵的话语充满我们的心。
And we ask that you fill our hearts with your word.
让我们能够一生一世住在你恩典当中。
So that throughout our life we can always live in your word.
带给我们今生跟来世双重活泼的盼望。
So that for this life and the eternal life, we can have an abundant hope.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
也恳求你施恩带领祝福我们大家。
And we ask that you bless all of us.
让凡事到你面前来的都能够饱得你丰盛的恩惠。
So that everyone who comes before you can be abundantly blessed by you.
愿一切颂赞荣耀感谢都归在你的名下。
May all the praise and glory and honor be unto your name.
感谢赞美主，阿门。
阿门。
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们下午来谈访问古道。
This afternoon, the topic is to look at the ancient path.
我们看耶利米书第六章。
Look at Jeremiah chapter 6.
十六节。
Verse 16.
耶利米书六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
神如此说，你们应当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们的心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。这是以色列国啊，将要灭亡之前不久，先知在警告他们的话。
This was not long before the destruction of Jerusalem when the prophet was warning them.
因为当时的以色列人呢、他们离弃神，不守神的诫命。
Because the Israelites at the time had departed from God and would not listen to His commands.
所以神就兴起先知啊，来警告他们。
So God rose up some prophets to warn them.
圣经里面说，这个先知啊是守望者。
And the Bible has said that the prophet is also like a watchman.
古时候在征战的时候都会有一个高塔啊，有守望者在塔上啊观望。
In the old times, during battles, they're on the watchtowers, they would have watchmen to watch over.
当有敌人或者是危险来到的时候，这个守望者他就要吹角。
And so that whenever enemies or other people would be arriving, then the watchmen had to blow the horn.
当他们听到角声以后就赶快躲避灾难。
And when they listen to the sound, then everyone has to find a place to hide.
所以这个守望者的职责很重要。
So the duty of a watchman is very important.
所以 神所兴起的工人啊，像先知啊、传道者啊，都是所望者。
So the workers that God has risen up, such as the watchmen or the pastors, they are all
要向世人传警告。
These and prophets are all watchmen. They have to give warnings.
让我们知道啊，时代的境况，还有我们怎样能够躲避大灾难。
So that we can understand the situation and know how to hide.
那这个守望者啊，如果他能够尽到责任。
If this watchman is able to fulfill his responsibilities,
当发现危险的时候，他就赶快啊吹角传警告。
And once he feels that there's danger, then he can send a signal.
那百姓如果听从这个警告，他们可以躲避灾难，就保全生命了。
And if the people heed this warning, then they can also escape from any kind of trouble.
家属说啊，危险来了啊，但是守望者失掉了他的职责。
But if danger comes and the watchman isn't fulfilling his duties,
他没有传警戒的话，啊，百姓受到伤害，说这个责任呢，啊，就要追讨守望者的生命。
If the watchman did not give out the warnings to the people and the people are in danger, then the fault would be upon the watchman.
因为守望者没有尽到职责。
Because the watchman was not fulfilling his duties.
但是如果说啊，守望者已经啊传达信息了，但是百姓不听从。
But if the watchman did send out the news, but the people chose not to listen.
这个罪啊就归在这个百姓自己的身上。
Then the sins would be on the people themselves.
守望者已经尽了他的职责。
Because the watchman has tried as hard as he could.
百姓不听啊，所以守望者没有责任。
But if the people did not listen, then the watchman is not at fault.
所以神当时也是设立守望者警告以色列的百姓。
So at the time, God set up watchmen to warn Israelites.
告诉他们说啊，你们不要啊东西奔跑啊，想要靠自己来脱离患难。
To tell them to not try to go left or right and try to escape themselves.
因为他们有时候想要依靠亚述，有时候想要依靠埃及。
Because sometimes they wanted to rely on other people.
但是先知告诉他们呢，你们唯一的方法就是回头归向神。
But God has told them that the only way they should do is to return to God.
所以你们现在好像站在那个十字路口一样。
So right now it's as if you're at a crossroads.
所以你们要像古圣徒一样啊去寻找。
And you need to be like the ancient saints and to look for the path.
哪一条道路才是正确的道路啊？你就走在那一条路当中。
Whichever is the right path, then you have to walk on that path.
这样你们才能够得到安息。
Only in this way would you receive rest.
那我们今天也是一样啊。
This is same for us today.
我们要求神指示我们呢，我们所当行的道。
We have to have God direct us to tell us to go on the right path.
当然，我们也要像古圣徒一样，他们从圣经里面呢。从真理来找到正确的道路跟方向。
Of course, you also need to be like the saints in the past, and we have to look in the Bible to find out where the right path is.
我们来看提多书第三章。
Let's look at Titus chapter
3. 提多书第三章。
Titus chapter
3. 提多书第三章在提摩太书的后面。
Titus chapter
3. 第三章第三节。
Verse
3. 提多书三章第三节。
Titus 3 verse 3.
我们从前也是无知，悖逆，受迷惑，不是各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。第四节。
4.
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，第五节。
Five.
他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节。
Six.
那圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主厚厚浇灌在我们的身上的。第七节。
Seven.
好叫我们因为他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望 成为后时。这里是传道人保罗啊，他向提多的勉励，也是向克里特岛的信徒的勉励。
These were some of the encouragements that Paul, the preacher, had decided to give to Titus.
这里讲到说啊，我们要领受一个切实、真正、可靠的救恩。
Here it says that we need to rely on a truly reliable salvation.
因为神的救恩呐、啊，向敬畏他的人呐、啊，已经显明出他的恩慈跟他的慈爱。
Because the salvation of God has already revealed itself to those who are accepting His love and His grace.
这是在2000年前呢、啊。传道人他的所传的信息。
And these are some messages that were already preached 2,000 years ago.
他说、啊、过去还不认识耶稣以前。
It says that in the past, before they had come to know Christ.
他是无知的悖逆受迷惑。
We were foolish and disobedient and deceived.
不是各样的私欲和宴乐。
And serving various lusts and pleasures.
常常充满着恶毒嫉妒的心
and living in malice and envy
彼此互相的相恨
and hateful and hating one another
所以从前、啊、因为不认识神所以行事为人、都是靠着私欲、用希望的心在行事
so in the past before we were all living in these ways and serving to our different pleasures and lusts.
所以是生活在罪恶过患当中，没有指望。
And this was living in sin without hope.
但是我们知道现在啊，神的救恩啊，已经向我们显明了。
But we know now that the salvation of God has been revealed to us.
因为他要从万民当中啊，把他的百姓拣选出来。
Because he was going to choose his people out of the multitudes.
让他们能够领受从天上来的各样属灵的福气。
So that they can receive all types of spiritual blessings that come from heaven.
所将他极丰盛的恩慈啊，赏赐给世人。
And this would be given to us abundantly.
因为保罗自己本身啊，有一个经验。
Because Paul himself had an experience.
他本来是逼迫教会抵挡神的。
He had used to persecute the church.
神来就选召他。
But God specially chose him.
所以他说啊，耶稣基督的恩惠啊是何等的丰盛啊！这个话是确实可信的。
So when he says that Jesus Christ has given us an abundant grace, then these are words that you can trust.
因为我虽然是一个抵挡教会的人啊，是一个大罪魁啊，但神还是选召我。
Because even though Paul himself was the sinner of all sinners, and God still had mercy for him.
让我不只是明白道理呀、啊，能够有得救的盼望。
So that not only does he understand the word, but he also received the hope of salvation.
还把他丰盛的恩惠给我，让我有机会为他传福音。
And he has also received the abundant grace and be able to preach the gospel.
所以既然我们得到了这个恩典呢、啊，说彼此不增敬，说要向众人显出温柔的心呢、啊。
So because we have received this abundant grace, and we need to also show this kindness to others.
所以我们每一个人深受主耶稣的爱激励我们。
And because every one of us has been encouraged by the love of Jesus.
所以我们要用善用爱来彼此相对待。
So we have to use kindness and love to treat one another.
所以都是鼓咒彼此，鼓咒兄弟呀、啊，所以要彼此的相爱。
And because we are all brothers and sisters, so we all have to love one another.
这是我们蒙恩的人呐、啊，应当有的一种态度。
And this is an attitude that we should have.
把神所施给我们的爱啊，把它显明出来。
That we are showing to others the love that was given to us
by God. 然后把神的救恩真理呀、啊，以它。把它详细的讲明
，and also clearly explain the salvation and gospel of God，
能够让听到的人呐、啊，能够明白、接受、来相信、领受这福音的好处
，so that those who listen can understand and accept and come to also receive His blessings。
在第五节里面就谈到神对我们人类的救恩的真理。
And verse 5 tells about this truth that God has given to men。
说神要拯救世人。
And it says that God would like to save the world.
不是借着人所行的义，不在人的行为。
But this is not according to men's behaviors or their works of righteousness.
事实上啊， 按照圣经里面讲啊， 说世界上没有一个义人。
And according to the Bible, it is written that there is none who is righteous.
所以在罗马书里面说啊， 犹太人虽然他们有律法， 但是他们没有力量把律法行出来。
So it's written in Romans that even though the Jews had laws, but they were not able to carry out the laws.
虽然非犹太人没有律法，但是人都有良心。
Sorry, but for the Gentiles, even though they did not have laws, but they did have a conscience.
但是因为各样的罪恶引诱，所以人的良心就被麻木了。
But because of all types of temptations, then they have been blinded.
所以虽然知道有神啊，却不把神。 当作荣耀的神来敬奉他。
So that even if they know that there is God, but they are still not willing to give the glory to God.
所以就存着邪僻的心啊，行了很多很多违背人良心上的事情。
And then they began to have wicked hearts and decided to do things that were not righteous.
所以不管是犹太人也好，非犹太人也好啊，都没有完全人。
So whether Jews or Gentiles, there is no one who is perfect.
说世界上啊，完全人一个没有。
And in this world, there is none who is perfect.
在以赛亚书里面就说啊，世界上的人有时候觉得说啊，他行了很多义行啊，用这个来自夸。
And in Isaiah, it was written that for some people who had many accomplishments, they would like to use these to boast about themselves.
但是从神的眼光来看呢，人所行的义啊，在神看起来也好像一件污秽的衣服一样。
But from the eyes of God, all types of things that men think are righteous are actually just like garments with blemishes.
人自以为行了很多善行啊，因为是在黑暗当中，所以看不清楚。
And even though men think that they have done good deeds, but they were blinded.
结果神的光一照啊，就把人的一些污秽啊、罪行就把它显露出来了。
And once the light of God shines upon them, then it reveals all these wicked things that they have done.
所以人没有办法靠着自己的行为行善立功来得救。
So men cannot rely on their own works or their own deeds to be saved.
神的救恩啊，就来人的行为以外啊，显明出来。
And so the salvation of God is revealed outside of these works of righteousness.
所以神对我们人类的拯救啊，不是靠我们人行善行义。
So for the salvation of God to men, it is not according to our own acts of righteousness.
行善只是我们人该尽的本分。
Doing good deeds are just duties that we should have.
但是我们人啊，没有一个能够不违背良心呐，能够行得完全。
But there is not one of us who is human who is able to be perfect in our deeds.
所以人是无法靠着自己行善立功来得救的。So
people cannot be saved based on their own acts.
所以主要是靠神的大怜悯。It
is mostly because of the mercy of God.
因为我们的神啊，算是慈悲怜悯的神。Because
our God is a merciful God.
好像父母亲啊，对待儿女一样。And
he treats us as parents treat their children.
我们看诗篇103篇。
So get Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
第8节到13节。 verses 8 to 13. 诗篇103篇第8节。神是有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。第10节。10。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。 11节。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过万里，我们有多远。13节。父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，神也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。所以我们看到父母亲啊，对儿女充满着爱，充满着怜悯的心肠。
We know that parents are full of love and mercy and grace for their children.
当然有时候儿女错了，父母亲会管教。
And of course, sometimes when children make mistakes, then their parents have to correct them.
但是这个管教是出于爱，
But all of this disciplining is out of love, and it's for the children to grow.
但是当我们看到儿女啊，他们知道错了，父母亲就怜悯，就原谅他。
We know that when the children have realized their mistakes, and the parents would forgive them.
虽然儿女有时候做了很多啊，让父母亲不高兴的事情。
And even though a lot of times children might do things that would make their parents
unhappy. 但是当他做到错了以后啊，父母亲就原谅他，接纳他们。
But when they recognize their mistakes, and the parents would accept them and forgive them.
这是父母亲的爱。
And this is the love of parents.
他说神对我们人类的爱就是这样。
And this is the kind of love that God gives us.
他不忍心啊，人在罪恶当中啊，行恶犯罪沉沦。
He doesn't want to see men live in sin or do sinful things.
所以他一方面啊，管教我们，带领我们回头。
So he would rebuke them and try to make us go back to the right path.
一方面啊，宽容等待世人的悔改。
And he is also showing his mercy by hoping that all people would repent.
神对我们人的爱。
And this is the love that God has for men.
这里讲到说他有丰盛的怜悯啊，还有丰盛的慈爱。
Here says that he has abundant mercy and abundant grace.
所以他不会长久责备，也不会永远怀怒。
And he is slow to anger.
神如果按照我们的罪过来跟我们计较的话，没有人可以站立在神面前。
Because if God truly wanted to judge us according to all of the sins that we have committed, then not one of us could stand.
所以他用慈悲怜悯的心肠来待我们。
So he has treated us with mercy and grace.
神的爱啊，说好像天一样的高。
And the love of God is as high as the heavens.
啊，他把我们的过患啊，带离好像东西啊之间的远呐，离我们啊，完全就是赦免我们的过患呐。
And he has completely removed our transgressions as far as the east is from west.
啊，这都讲到神的怜悯跟慈爱。So
this is all about the grace and mercy of God.
所以这个耶稣基督的救恩啊，就是神伟大的爱的一种显明。And
the salvation of Jesus Christ is a revelation of the mercy of God.
啊，为着爱我们呐，牺牲他的生命啊，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That because he loved us, and he was able to die on the cross for us and to shed his blood for us.
为着爱我们，宁可自己受苦。
And because he loved us, he was willing to suffer himself.
好像父母为着爱儿女啊，甘愿为儿女受苦一样。
Just like because parents love their children, and they would rather suffer rather than their children suffer.
所以保罗说啊，人为朋友有所命啊，没有爱比这个更大的。
And just like Paul has said, that there is no greater love than a brother giving up his life for another.
我们还做罪人的时候啊，主耶稣就替我们死了，神的爱就是这样显明出来。But
while we were still sinners, and God had Jesus had given up his life for us, and this is how great God's love is.
主耶稣用一个比喻啊，来形容神对我们世人的爱。Jesus
had used a parable to show the love that God has for men.
啊，就是一个慈爱的父亲啊，怎样对待他那个。 浪荡忘恩的儿子一样，
which is how a merciful father has forgiven his prodigal son.
啊，因为这个儿子啊，把父亲给他的财产呐，浪费啊，变卖掉了。Because
this son had wasted all of the inheritance that he had received from his father.
啊，不过他在那个穷苦当中啊，他就醒悟过来说，我应当回到父亲那里去。But
when he became very poor, then he realized that he needed to return to his father.
他说要跟父亲说，我不配做你的儿子。And
he wants to tell his father that he is not worthy to be his son.
你只有把我当做雇工一样啊，让我得到一点工价啊，来维持温饱就可以了。And
he said that you can just treat me as if I were a hired servant, and as long as I'm fed, then it's fine.
因为这个孩子知道他错了。Because
this child knew that he was wrong.
所以他勇敢地回头啊，回到父亲那里去。
And so he was brave enough to go back to his father.
啊，那没想到啊，这个父亲呐，当儿子离开的时候，天天呐都在盼望他回来。But
the son did not realize that every day that he was gone, and his father had hope for his return.
所以当他看到儿子的身影的时候啊，他就赶快跑过去了。So
that as soon as he had saw the shadow of his son, then his father immediately went up there.
虽然这个儿子说啊，父亲呐，我得罪了天，我得罪了你。
And even though this son has said that I have offended the heavens, I have offended you.
他还要继续讲下去啊，父亲都没有等他讲下去。
he wanted to keep talking, but his father didn't even let him finish.
啊, 主看到我儿子回来了, 就抱住他, 连连亲嘴。
And as soon as he has seen his son return, then he hugged him.
啊, 然后带他回家, 啊, 把那个上好的袍子, 袍子给他穿, 啊, 给他穿, 穿上鞋子, 给他戴上戒指。
And then his father brought him home and gave him a new garment and brought him shoes.
然后叫仆人说把那个罪悔的牛啊就牵来啊把它宰杀了。
And also told the servant to kill the fattest calf that they have so that they could eat it.
主灵又说都请来啊跟他一同欢喜快乐。
And he also invited all the neighbors so that they can all rejoice.
这个浪子的哥哥啊他就没有办法体会到父亲的爱。
But the older brother of the prodigal son could not experience this love of the
father. 所以他对父亲抱怨说啊, 你看我常常跟你在一起, 你都没有给我一只小羊羔。
So he actually complained against his father and said that I have been with you every day, but you didn't even give me lamb.
哎, 没想到你的这个放荡的儿子啊, 啊, 他跟一些啊, 坏人吞进了你的家产。
But your other son, he has forsaken all of the inheritance by wasting it on different things.
你还看他能够回来啊, 还为他宰羊,宰回牛啊, 跟大家欢喜快乐。
But just because he has returned to you, then you are so joyful that you have decided to kill a calf.
所以他就生气啊, 他不进到房子里面去。
And so this older brother was so angry that he would not enter his own house.
那这个父亲啊, 就安慰他。
And then this father decided to comfort him.
他说, 你知道你刚跟我在一起,我所有的东西都是你的。
And he said that, son, you have been with me, and you know that all that I have is for you.
但是你要知道你这个兄弟啊, 他是失而又得, 啊, 死而又活的。
But you need to know that your brother was lost, but then he was found, and he was once dead, but now he is alive.
所以我们理当啊, 欢喜快乐。
And so we need to rejoice.
所以让我们知道说这个父亲的爱啊, 很超然啊, 啊, 这是一般人没有办法去理解的。
Which tells us that the love of a father for his child is surpassing all our understanding.
无论儿女怎么样, 啊, 不孝顺父母啊, 但是父母亲的爱啊, 啊,
because no matter how disobedient their children are, then the parents are still loving.
啊, 虽然这个放荡的儿子啊, 啊, 现在回头了, 父亲啊, 还是毫不跟他计较的, 完全的接纳他。
Even though the son had left his father, but now that he has returned, his father would not care about all the mistakes that he had made.
所以神对我们世人的接纳就是这样。
And this is how God accepts people.
父亲怎样联系他的儿女啊, 啊, 天父就是怎样联系敬畏他的人。
And the way that a father shows mercy to his children is the way that God shows his love to people.
所以我们今天领受救恩啊, 不在乎我们人的行为。
So today, once we have received the gospel, then we look past the behavior in the past.
乃是在乎神的大怜悯大慈爱。
But what we emphasize on is the mercy and love of God.
啊,这个救恩啊, 到底带给我们怎么样的好处?
And what kind of good things does the gospel salvation bring to us?
我们看回来这个提多书三章第七节。
Let's look back to Titus chapter 3, verse 7.
提多书三章第七节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 7.
说好叫我们因为他的恩得称为义。 可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。这里讲到我们蒙受的恩啊，至少有三点。Here
says that there are three points to the salvation that we have received.
说第一个说啊，能够借着我们所得到的恩啊，得称为义。The
first is that we have been justified.
因为人得罪了神啊，所以我们知道这个。 罪人啊, 他一定会受苦, 啊, 绝望,
because
死亡,
we know that men have sinned against God, so they are supposed to suffer and be in despair and then die.
啊, 但是神的恩临到我们以后啊, 说我们本来是个罪人啊, 但是我们可以白白得到称义。
So once we have received this grace from God, we can actually receive this justification freely.
好像一个犯罪嫌疑的人啊, 啊, 在法院法官的面前啊, 受审判。
just like a criminal suspect who is being judged in the court.
啊, 法官如果认为他有罪啊, 就要把他定罪, 还要下监关几年, 或者是严重的罪, 甚至要处死。
And if the judge thinks that this person is a criminal, then he would perhaps allow him to go to jail, or even worse, to death.
啊, 这个称义啊, 这是法院里面的名词。
And this justification is actually like a legal term.
就本来是一个罪人啊, 啊, 在那边受审判。
Which is for people who are once sinners receiving judgment.
啊, 然后来法官啊, 跟他判断, 说你没有罪, 啊, 所以你可以 得到释放, 能够得到自由啊。
But then the judge has decided that the person is actually sinless and can be released.
啊, 事实上啊, 我们本来人得罪了神啊, 啊, 我们也有违背很多良心的事情。
And actually for us men, we have sinned against God, and there are many things that we had done that were offending to God.
说神把众人啊, 都圈在罪里面。
And God had allowed all of these people to be entrapped by the sin.
所以一个人要得到幸福的生活, 要得到永生的盼望, 一定要先解决罪的问题。
And so for someone to receive the eternal hope and to receive joy, then they must get rid of their sins.
啊, 但是因为 神的爱啊, 临到我们啊,
but because the love of God has come upon us,
所以我们主要接纳这个救恩啊, 说可以白白得到称义。
We can receive this salvation freely and be justified freely.
也就是说, 因为你信耶稣啊, 啊, 所以神称你啊, 没有罪。
In other words, because you believed in Jesus, then he has decided that you are sinless.
因为你所有的罪案, 罪患啊, 啊, 通通借着耶稣的救恩啊, 把你涂抹掉了。
Because all of your sins through the salvation of Jesus, they have been rid of.
啊, 不只是消极地赦罪, 而积极地说, 你是一个义人。
Not only have you been rid of your sins, but God has decided that you are a righteous person.
啊, 当然这个义啊, 不是我们人自己所行的义。
Of course, this is not out of our own righteousness.
而是耶稣基督的善行美德啊, 啊, 就归在我们身上。
But it was the good works and the deeds that Jesus had that are now also ours.
啊, 所以我们在神的面前可以白白得到称义。
So that in front of God, we can be called righteous freely.
不只是神算你没有罪, 而且说你是一个圣人。
And not only does God tell us that we are no longer sinners, but we are also called righteous.
啊, 所以我们信主了以后啊, 我们在灵魂上就是一个义人, 啊, 是一个成圣的。
And so after we have believed in God, then in our name we have become a righteous man.
啊, 这都是因为主耶稣的救恩啊, 啊, 让我们白白得称义。
And this is all because of the salvation of Jesus that we are receiving this freely.
啊, 再来说啊, 能够让我们成为后世。
And the other is that we have become heirs.
啊, 这个后世就是后裔啊, 就是产业的继承人。
And to become an heir is to become someone who can receive the inheritance.
他说啊, 我们信主受洗以后啊, 称为神的儿女。
So after we have believed in God and been baptized, then we have become the children of God.
啊, 所以神就把他的灵, 啊, 赐给我们, 来证明我们真是神的儿女。
And then God would give us his spirit to prove that we are his children.
啊, 能够让我们来得到天上的产业。
So that we can receive the inheritance of heaven.
所以能够成为神的后嗣。
So we can become the heirs of God.
能够有永生活泼的盼望。
And have the eternal living hope.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
29节。
Verse 29.
我们看八章十六节。8:16。罗马书八章十六节。Romans 8:16。圣灵跟我们亲啊，同证我们是神的儿女。17节。17。啊，既然是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们一同和他一同受苦。
啊，也必要和他一同享荣耀。哦，这里讲到说，我们既然成为神的儿女啊，就是神的后嗣。Here says that because we have become the children of God, then we are also the heirs of God.
啊，是神家产业的继承人哦。So
we are the ones who would inherit, who would receive his
inheritance. 啊，所以神的灵证明我们是他的儿女。
And the Spirit of God has proven proves that we are his children.
圣灵也要做我们得天国基业，天国荣耀赏赐的一个印记。
And the Holy Spirit is also the evidence for us to receive the inheritance from heaven.
所以我们借着神的恩，就有一个永生活泼的盼望。
So that through his grace, we have this eternal and living hope.
让我们不至灭亡，而且能够得到永恒的生命，永恒的福气。
So that we would not perish, but we would even receive an eternal life and eternal blessings.
这是神赐给我们的伟大的救恩。
And this is the great salvation that God has given us. And let's look at the way to receive the salvation. Let's look at Titus 3 verse 5. Titus
3
verse 5. So we have seen that it is not through our righteousness, but through the grace of God.
能够成圣，就是靠着重生的喜悦，圣灵的更新。
And so God has saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以这两个都是相当重要的得救恩的方法。
And these two are very important ways for salvation.
主耶稣也讲到说，一个人如果没有从水和圣灵重生，没有办法进神的国。
And Jesus has also said that unless you're born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这个重生的水的重生，就是洗礼。
And this washing of regeneration is baptism.
圣灵的重生，就是领受圣灵，来更新我们的生命。
Renewing of the Holy Spirit is to receive the Holy Spirit to have a renew our life.
所以这个洗礼很重要。
So baptism is very important.
当然有的人不重视洗礼。
Of course, some people do not emphasize baptism.
认为说这个洗礼只是一种形式。
They think that it is just a formality.
向人说，我是一个基督徒。
It is just to declare to others that they are a Christian.
但是圣经里面说，神借着洗礼，为我们开了一个洗罪的泉源。
But it is written in the Bible that God has used baptism to open up the source for salvation.
让我们能够借着洗礼，能够得到赦罪。
So that through salvation we can be remitted of our sins.
所以保罗在当年的时候，亚拿尼亚说：“起来受洗，洗掉你的罪。”
So that Paul had said to Ananias that you need to rise and be baptized.
罗马书里面说，我们洗礼就是我们的罪人、旧人，跟耶稣同钉十字架。
And in Romans, it's also written that from baptism, then we are crucifying the old man with Christ.
把旧人把他治死了。
And we are putting the old man to death.
然后跟耶稣一同埋葬。
And to be buried with one.
然后从水里上来就是一个复活的新人。
And once we have come up from the water, then we have resurrected as a new man.
所以洗礼不只是一种形式。
So baptism is not just a formality.
而是真正让我们的属灵的生命。 能够罪人、旧人跟主同死同埋葬，而重复活，得到一个新生的生命。
It is to allow our old selves to be buried and to die with Christ, and then to become resurrected again.
所以启示录20章里面说，这个洗礼叫做第一次的复活。
So that in Revelation chapter 20, it is said that baptism is the first type of resurrection.
因为我们过去祖先的罪，所以。 人有罪，所以人属灵的生命跟神的永生隔绝了。
Because of our sins and because of the sins of our ancestors, and our lives were separated from the Spirit of God.
所以我们借着洗礼，我们属灵的生命就重新复活了。
But through water baptism, then our spiritual life has been resurrected.
我们的生命就要藏在耶稣基督里面。
And our life would belong to Jesus Christ forever.
我们跟耶稣基督可以一同坐在天上，要来执掌王权。
And then we are able to sit together with Jesus upon his throne in heaven.
所以洗礼是我们得救一个非常重要的步骤。
So baptism is a very important step towards salvation.
所以保罗说，在耶稣基督里面的人都是一个复活的新人。
So Paul has said that those who have been resurrected in Jesus, then they are all new men.
旧事已经过了，一切都更新了。
And the old times have passed and everything has renewed.
所以我们受洗以后归入耶稣基督里面。
So after baptism, then we have belonged to Christ.
我们是一个复活的新人。
And we are new men that have
resurrected. 有属灵的新生命。
And we have a new spiritual life.
所以靠着神的灵。 道理的帮助啊，有一个属灵更新的新生活。
And rely on the Holy Spirit, then we can have a spiritually renewed life.
那这重生的洗礼。
And so this is the baptism of
regeneration. 那是圣灵的更新。
And then the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来证明说我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit proves that we are the children of God.
也要让我们得天国基业的凭据。
And it is also the evidence for us to receive the inheritance from heaven.
但是更重要的，圣灵是要帮助我们呐， 这个灵命能够得到更新。
What is more important is that Holy Spirit can help us renew our spirituality.
我们看以赛亚， 看以西结书啊， 36章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书 36章。
Ezekiel chapter
36. 26节。
Verse
26. 36章26节。
36
verse 26. 36章26节。
36:26.
说我也要是给你们一个新的心，将新的灵放在你们里面，要从你们肉体中啊除掉俗的心，赐给你们一个肉心。27节。
27.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。 28节，你们必知道我所赐你们的列，属给你们列祖的地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。以色列人呢，神称他们为悖逆的百姓。The
Israelites were called a people that had turned their back to God.
说他们硬心啊，神借着先知劝导他们的道理，他们不遵行。
And their hearts were hardened, and they would not listen to the commandments from God.
所以神就应许说，将来要让他的百姓啊，有一个新的心，啊，能够把神的灵放在他们里面。
So He has promised His people that He is going to give them a heart of flesh and give them His Spirit.
把那个石头的硬心呐，啊，就把它拿掉，啊，变成一个软弱，一个啊，温柔的一个肉的心。
So that their heart of stone can be taken out and be replaced with the heart of
flesh.
So that God would accept them again and call them His chosen people.
所以因为有神的灵的帮助啊，所以他们就从内心里面呢，啊，就甘愿顺从神的律法，谨守遵行神的典章。
Because of the help from the Spirit of God, then they are willing to accept His teachings and His commandments.
所以有所书里面说啊，人因为受到迷惑啊，所以人的心就刚硬了。And
it is written in Ephesians that because they, men have been blinded, so the, their hearts have
hardened. 所以失掉了良心了，就放纵私欲，行很多的恶事。
And they no longer had a conscience, and they decided to listen to their pleasures or lusts.
但是我们今天啊，蒙了主的救恩以后，我们这个心灵上啊就能够得到更新。But
today, when we have received the salvation of God, then we can have this spiritual renewal.
所以说要心意啊，能够更新变化。And
so our heart can also be renewed and be transformed.
让神的灵充满了，让我们从内心里面呢。 能够甘愿顺服神的道行事。
And if it's filled by the Spirit of God, then we are willing to accept to do the way that He wanted us to.
能够改换一心呐，啊，成为一个新人。
And then our heart can also be renewed. We can become the new man.
所以圣灵要帮助我们，第一个就是心智上的更新。
So the first thing that the Holy Spirit would help us with is the renew of our heart.
啊，再来是心。 这个知识上的更新
Also the renewal in our knowledge
看哥罗西斯第三章
Say Colossians chapter 1
哥罗西斯第三章
Colossians chapter 3
第十节
Verse 10
三章第十节哥罗西斯三章第十节
Colossians 3 verse 10
穿上了新人啊，这个新人在知识上啊渐渐更新啊 啊，正如照他主的形象。第二个说，要在那个知识上也要更新。
So second point is that in our knowledge, we will also be renewed.
啊，所谓的知识上的更新呢、啊，就是能够把能够知道神的旨意。
And the renewal of knowledge is that we can know the will of God.
啊，能够按照真道来行事啊。
And to do things according to the word of God.
所以保罗说啊，为哥罗西教会啊，为他们祷告。
And so Paul wanted to pray for the church of Colossians.
啊，让他们有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
So that they can have spiritual wisdom and knowledge.
啊，能够明白神的道啊，啊，能够按照神的旨意来生活。
So that they can understand the word of God and be able to live according to His will.
啊，让我们所行的都是按照真理来行事。
So that in all that we do, it is according to His will.
这是知识上的更新。
This is the renewal of knowledge.
啊，再来第三个就是行为上的更新。
And the third point is the renewal of our behavior.
因为靠着圣灵能够自属肉体上的情欲。
Because if we rely on the Holy Spirit, then we can overcome.
啊，不会体贴肉体啊，体贴圣灵。
The pleasures of the flesh, and we would not want to listen to the flesh, but we would want to listen.
啊，所以成为一个新人呐、啊，啊，把那个旧的事啊，已经放弃掉了。
So that we can become a new man and forsake all the old things.
啊，能够有新的生命啊，啊，所以有新的生活。
And have a new life.
啊，这是神所给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation that God has given us.
啊，所以这个救恩呢、啊，就是透过教会来实现。
And this salvation is revealed through the church.
啊，所以主耶稣被钉以后啊，啊他复活。
And after Jesus was crucified, after his resurrection.
啊，跟门徒啊生活在一起四十天。
He stayed with the disciples for 40 days.
啊，最后在门徒面前呢、啊，他就升天了。
And then in front of his disciples, he also ascended to heaven.
按照他所应许的，在十天以后啊，就从天上降下圣灵来。
And according to his promise, after 10 days, the Holy Spirit had descended upon him.
啊，建设了属徒时代的教会。
And established the apostolic church.
啊，他们当时是从耶路撒冷往犹太地啊，然后往地极各方面啊来传道的。
And it has started from Jerusalem, but they were told to preach to the ends of the earth.
那我们知道说，耶稣说要把他自己的教会把它建设起来。
And we know that Jesus is going to establish his church.
啊，让人呐、啊、透过教会来领受神的救恩。
So that people can receive his salvation through church.
啊，能够得胜阴间死亡的权柄。
And then they can overcome the authority of sin.
啊，神也要把他的智慧、权柄、荣耀充满在教会里面。
And God is also going to fill the church with His glory and His praise.
啊，因为这个救恩呐、啊，这个救恩显明啊，吸引很多人啊，所以可以把神、把荣耀归给神。
And because of the salvation that is offered, all these people can also give the glory to God.
但是我们看到说，这个教会啊，有一个演变的过程。
But we can see that there is development in the church.
一开始的时候，福音能够传到各地方去。
In the beginning, the gospel can be preached everywhere.
啊，到了使徒末期的时候，就有一些异端呐、啊，听到教会里面来。
But near the end of the apostolic times, there are some heresy.
所以使徒就开始啊，为着真道啊，竭力的争辩。
And then the apostles had to preach and fight for the truth.
因为这个教会要传真理呀、啊。啊，才能够让人得救。
Because the church needs to preach the truth in order for people to be saved.
所以耶稣说，你让人呢、啊，啊，做主的门徒，啊，也要把主所讲的道理啊，教导他们来遵守。
And so Jesus has said that if you want them to be his if you want people to be people of God, then they also need to do according to his will.
啊，一开始的时候，使徒他们都很严谨呐、啊，恒心在所神的教训。
In the beginning, the Apostles did truly hold fast to the word.
保罗也说啊，这个教会真理是教会的柱石跟根基。
And Paul has also said that truth is the foundation of church.
啊，那在使徒末期啊，就有很多啊错误的思想观念呐、啊，啊就侵到教会里面来了。
But near the end of apostolic times, there were some false teachings that had come into church.
啊，所以使徒就一直啊啊为着这个真道竭力的争辩。
And the apostles had to fight very hard to hold on to the truth.
不过他们也预言说啊，将来会有那个离道反教的事情。
But they had also prophesied that there would be heresies and other false doctrines.
有时候为着传真道，反而遭遇到很多的逼迫。
And then even though they're trying to preach the truth, they're actually being persecuted.
啊，但是后来啊，啊，这个教会到大概第二世纪、第三世纪的时候啊，啊，这真理就变质了。
And around the second or third century, then the truth had changed.
所以后来的教会啊，就禁止圣信徒啊读圣经。
There were changes to the church, and so the disciples were no longer able to study the Bible.
啊，把神的诫命啊随便更改。
Openly, and then the others who were studying the Bible had decided to change.
啊，教会里面啊充满着偶像。
And there are many idols within the church.
啊，很多的异端啊就不断的出现。
And there are even more heresies that are appearing.
啊，所以把本来啊使徒所行的敬礼啊，后来就改成滴水礼。
So for example, the water baptism at first was full immersion, but then it became to, it turned into just sprinkling.
把使徒跟主耶稣所守的安息日啊，后来就改成守星期日。
And then the Sabbath day that was originally observed by the disciples were then changed to Sunday.
还有很多的异端啊，比如说有恋异啦。
And then there were even more heresies.
啊，卖赎罪券啦。
Such as selling of things in the church.
还有圣诞节的产生啦。
Or even the creation of Christmas.
啊，这都是离开圣经道理的一些啊错误的异端。
And these are all some of the examples of heresies that had deviated from the truth.
当然到16世纪啊，1517年的时候。
And then in 1517 or the 16th century.
啊，路德马丁啊，啊，他从事改教运动。
Martin Luther has started Reformation.
他就翻译啊，啊，印刷圣经。
And he translated and published the Bible.
啊，详细的阐明教义。
And he decided to promote a type of new education.
啊，希望说能够恢复原始教会的面貌。
And because he wanted to reform the churches back to the original.
所以他就创立了新教，叫做改革宗了，或者叫做复原教。
And he had started this new denomination that was called Reformation.
但是很可惜啦，因为缺乏圣灵的带领啊。虽然他们想要改革，但是没有真正啊完全啊归回圣经。
Unfortunately, because they did not have the Holy Spirit, they were not able to completely reform the church back to its original state.
所以我们今天啊，真的是要访问古道。
So today we truly have to ask for the ancient paths.
因为这个真道啊，跟我们得救有直接的关系。
Because truth has a direct relationship to our salvation.
那么保罗说啊，我要尽最大的本分。把神的道把它传得全备。
And so Paul has said that I need to do my best completely to preach this complete gospel.
因为这样才能够完完全全呐 把人呐带到神的面前来。
Because only in this way can we truly bring men in front of God.
啊，所以这个真道啊，就是一条得救的一个正路。
So truth is the right path toward salvation.
所以所传的道理如果跟圣经使徒所传的不一样，
if there's anything that's preached that is different from the Bible,
那已经不是神的道理啊，没有办法让人得救。
Then it is not the word of God, and it cannot lead to salvation.
并且保罗说啊，如果所传的跟使徒所传的不一样，应当要受救，咒诅。
And Paul has also said that if what is preached is different from what the apostles are preaching, then those people should be cursed.
因为这个道理传错啊，这个比杀人还厉害。
Because to preach the wrong doctrine is even worse than killing someone.
杀人是杀害人的肉体。
If you kill another person, you're killing their flesh.
但是道理传错了，就是杀害人的灵魂。
But if you preach the false doctrines, then you're killing people's souls.
所以耶稣责备当时的一些传教人。
So at the time, Paul was rebuking some of the preachers.
说你们到处啊传道理啊，勾引人入教。
And he had told them that you are bringing other people to the false doctrine.
但是因为你们道理传错了，反而让人成为地狱之子。
And because you are preaching the false doctrines, you are actually allowing people to become the children of Satan.
所以我们一定要诚诚实实传神的道。
So we need to preach the word of God in an honest way.
啊，所传的道理啊，一定要跟使徒完全一致。
And the doctrines that are preached need to be in accordance with what the apostles are preaching.
所以圣经啊，就是我们传道的绝对根据。
And so the Bible is the absolute foundation for us to look before in preaching.
按照圣经来对照我们所学习的所传讲的。
And we always need to compare and refer from the Bible in whatever it is that we preach.
所以按照这个古道来讲啊, 应当有一个赦罪重生的经历。
And according to the ancient paths, there is a way to remit sins.
这是我们刚刚所谈到的，因为这是神救赎的第一个方法。
And this is what we have mentioned, which is the first way towards salvation.
因为他为我们开了一个活水的泉源。
Because there is a living source that is open.
所以一个人要得救，一定要接受这个活水的泉源呐，啊，接受面向下赦罪的敬礼。
So for someone who wants to be remitted of their sins, they need to receive this source of living water, which is the water baptism.
才能够让我们罪得赦，让我们有重生复活的新生命。
So that our sins can be forgiven and we can truly have a new life.
而我们所接受的这个灵啊，应当要跟属徒时代一样。
And the spirit that we receive should also be the same from the apostolic times.
我们看使徒行传10章46节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10 verse 46.
使徒行传10章46节。
Acts 10 verse 46.
10章46节。
10:46.
先看45节，44节开始。
44.
10章44节。
From verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候。 圣灵正在一切听到的人身上，45节。45。那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐与浇灌在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。46节。46. 因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。47节。47. 于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，跟我们一样。” 谁能禁主用水给他们施洗呢？这里是讲到那个使徒啊，他们去传道的。So
this is saying when the disciples were going out to preach the word.
啊，彼得有一次被邀请啊，来到一个罗马军官啊，哥尼流的家里。And
Peter was invited to the household of Cornelius.
这个在讲道理的时候啊，圣灵就降下来了。And
while he was speaking, then the Holy Spirit had fallen upon the people.
所以当时的信徒就很稀奇，哎，怎么外邦人呢，也会得圣灵？And
the believers were very surprised because the Gentiles had also received the Spirit.
哎，为什么他们知道这个外邦人呢，哥尼流一家得圣灵？And
how could they tell that the household of Cornelius had received the Holy Spirit?
说因为听见他们说方言。It
was because they were speaking in tongues.
然后保罗说，这些人所得的圣灵是跟我们一样。
And since Paul realized that this was the same spirit that he had received.
所以既然神悦纳他们呢，我们就为他们洗礼。And
because God has accepted them, so we will baptize them.
所以圣经把这个圣灵的工作啊，就讲得很清楚的。And
so the Bible is explaining the work of God very clearly.
使徒也是把他们在五旬节领受圣灵啊，来判断是不是有得到圣灵。
And the apostles would use the same Holy Spirit that they had received from Pentecost to show whether or not these were the same spirit.
所以虽然当时有人责备彼得说，你怎么跑到外邦人那里去传道呢？
Even though some people at the time were criticizing Peter for going to a Gentile's household.
然后彼得就把他们经过，还有圣灵怎么做工啊，他们怎么得圣灵的经过啊，在那边向众人说明。
And so Peter decided to explain clearly about the work of God.
所以让我们知道说，使徒时代他们得圣灵的凭据就是说方言。And
so this tells us that the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit from the apostolic times is to speak in tongues.
这个是圣灵感动啊，讲出一种很奇妙的舌头跳动或转动的声音。And
this is a kind of sound that you emit from your tongue when you have been moved.
那在平时啊，是没有人听得懂的。
It is something that people can't understand.
但是神如果在需要的时候，他会感动人，把它翻出来，或者是让听的人呢听得懂他在祷告什么。And
if God thinks that it would be helpful, then He would allow some people to be able to interpret the tongues.
他说：“这个圣灵啊，虽然灵言你听不懂，但是是在讲说各样属灵的奥秘。”
And so even though speaking tongues is something that cannot be understood, but they could tell that it was to speak about the mystery of God.
啊，所以借着圣灵又会把各样全备的恩赐啊啊赏赐每一个人。
So from the Holy Spirit, then God would also give everyone His blessings.
啊，所以到底什么样叫得圣灵？是不是需要圣灵？不是用我们人自己去想。
So exactly how to receive the Holy Spirit isn't determined by humans.
我们所传的信息应该跟使徒时代的教会完全一样。
And the message that we preach should be exactly the same as the ones that were preached by the apostles.
这才是回到原始的真理。
This is to truly return to the truth.
而既然我们所传的都是神的道理。
And since we are preaching the word of God,
啊，所以神会借着神迹奇事来印证他，印证我们所见证的真道。
God would also use signs and miracles to prove and to prove true to the word.
啊，当然，另外有两个很重要的，一个就是这个教会要高举神的名。
And there are also two other important things, and one is that the church must exalt God's name.
所以神要把名。百姓啊，选召来以后啊，要归在自己的名下。
And after God has chosen these people into His church, and He will put them under His name.
古时候啊，他们要拜神，要到神的名所立的地方去。
And in the old times, when they wanted to worship in a temple, they had to go to a place.
所以属神的教会一定要把神的名啊，耶稣把它高举起来。
So if there is a church of God, then it needs to exalt the name of God.
啊，另外还有一个就是神的诫命啊，不能废掉。
And the other is that God's commandments cannot be changed.
啊，除了说不可拜偶像以外啊。
Other than the commandment of not worshiping idols.
像这个所安息日啊，这是很重要。
The commandments such as worshiping the Sabbath is very observing the Sabbath.
因为这是第四条诫命。
Because this is the fourth commandment.
前面的四条诫命是人对神当尽的本分。
The first four commandments are responsibilities that men should have for God.
包括我们崇拜的对象就是独一的真神。
In regards to the person that we are worshiping, which is the one true God.
所以除了神以外，我们不可以再拜别的神。
And other than God, we can't worship any other deity.
而第二个诫命啊，就是拜神的方法。
And the second commandment is the way we worship God.
因为神是灵，所以我们要用心灵啊来敬拜他。
Because God is spirit, so we need to worship Him in spirit.
啊，所以不可以用物质的东西啊来取代神在我们心中的地位。
So we can't use anything that is material or physical in form to replace Him.
啊，所以不可以拜偶像。
So we can't worship idols.
啊，因为偶像是夺取神荣耀的一种工具。
Because idols are tools that would want to rob God of His glory.
啊，第三个诫命啊，就是我们要尊神的名为圣。
And the third commandment is that we need to regard the name of God as holy.
因为神的名啊，是超万民之上的名。
Because the name of God is the name that is.
天上地下的闻到这个名都要屈膝下拜。
And from heaven to the earth, everyone who hears His name needs to obey and.
所以说不可以亵渎神的名。
So we cannot use God's name in vain.
也就是说，不可以随便的啊妄用神的名。
Which is to say that we can't use it to our own benefits.
啊，也不可以有不好的行为来败坏神的名。
We also can't use God's name in vain anyway.
凡事都要荣耀神的名。
And in all things we have to glorify God.
啊，尊神的名为大。
And we have to revere His name as the greatest.
这是拜神应该有的态度。
And this is the attitude we should have in worshiping God.
啊，第四个诫命啊，就是拜神特定的神主事的时间。
And the fourth is the special time that God has allotted for us to worship Him.
当然，我们天天都可以拜神。
Of course, every day we can worship God.
但神特别主定安息日要分别为圣出来，因为这是神特别束缚的日子。
But God has especially decided that the Sabbath day is a day that should be made holy.
因为神在创世的时候用六天的功夫造天地万物。
Because when God was creating the world, then He had used 6 days to create everything.
啊，第七天他造物的工作就完成了。
And on the seventh day, when His work was complete,
所以他把这一天啊定为圣日。
He had decided that this would be a holy day.
啊，所以当然每天有每天的祝福。
And so every day has its blessings.
但是这个安息日的祝福是包括属灵上更多更大的福气。
but the blessings on Sabbath are even greater.
所以说要把这一天啊, 分别出来。
And so this day needs to be separated as holy.
所以在那个 创世出埃及记20章里面,
and in Exodus chapter 20,
传到十诫的时候,
when they're given, showing the Ten Commandments,
说因为神创造天地万物, 所以我们要所安息日, 来纪念神的创造。
Because God has created all things, and so He wanted us to also remember His creation.
也就是说我们每逢安息日啊, 每一个礼拜的第七天,
so that we have to observe the Sabbath and on the seventh day of every week.
啊,要来纪念神的伟大的创造,
we need to remember the creation of God.
感念神所赏赐给我们的一切的大恩典,
and give thanks to everything that God has given us.
因为我们的生命气息万物都是他给我们的,
because our life and everything that we have is given to us by God.
所以我们每逢第七天啊, 所安息日来纪念神的创造之恩。
So that on the seventh day, every week, we have to remember the creation that God has made for us.
申命记第五章啊, 同样的谈到安息，谈到十条诫命。
And Deuteronomy chapter 5 also talks about the Ten Commandments.
那些特别问问说啊, 你要纪念安息日, 因为神把你从那个为奴之地啊, 把你拯救出来, 那我们能够得享安息。
But it in Deuteronomy, it explains that because God has rescued us from when we were once slaves, so we have to remember Him on the day of Sabbath.
所以我们在劳苦患难，在罪的辖制之下，不得安息。
So that when we were suffering and when we were being controlled by sin, then we could not receive rest.
现在主耶稣的救恩啊，把我们从劳苦患难死亡当中救赎出来了。
But now the salvation of Christ has rescued us from the suffering.
所以我们更要守安息日啊，来纪念神的救赎之恩。
So all the more we need to observe the Sabbath to remember the salvation that has been given to us.
所以安息日是神跟百姓啊立约的记号。
So Sabbath day is a way to show a covenant that God has made with man.
神说啊，你守安息日，我做你的神，你做我的子民。
And God has said that if you observe the Sabbath, then you would be my people, and I would be your God.
以赛亚是预言说啊，将来这个外邦人呐，他们要跟神联合。
And in Isaiah, it was prophecy that in the future the Gentiles would be with the chosen people.
啊，他们也要守安息日。
And the Gentiles would also.
啊，神就要高升他们呐，竖大福气给他们。
And then God would also greatly bless them.
所以，虽然我们现在是新约时代的选民，
so even though we are the chosen people of the New Testament,
我们还是要守安息日啊， 因为这是神的诫命，是不会掉的。
We still have to observe the Sabbath because this was a commandment by God.
那如果我们啊， 能够按照圣经里面的教训来数啊， 说主的恩典、福气、平安啊， 就一生随着你。
And if we can follow all of the teachings that are in the Bible, then blessings will follow us for our entire life.
所以一些啊很基本很重要的道理啊，我们应当从圣经里面来学习。So
we need to learn from some of the basic doctrines and lessons.
啊，好像古圣徒一样啊，按照神的道来行啊，啊，走在当中啊，啊，神的恩典就领导。Just
like the ancient saints, that they had followed the teachings and they were able to go on the right path.
所以我们今天所领受的是起初原有的生命之道。
So the word of life that we have received is the same as before.
不像一般人所追求的一个新奇的，不一样的东西。
It's not something new that is different that other people might pursue.
古圣徒啊，他们怎么追求啊，我们就效法他们。
The way that the ancient saints had followed, then we have to follow them.
那我们就能够走在正道当中。
So that we can walk on the right path.
我们来唱诗啊， 373首。
Sing hymn 373.
373首。
373.